95.7 The Hog, your official radio station for Bike Week 2020. Enjoying a Bike Week kickoff Riggs and Guy brew review. Josh and me, SR Parrot. Then we can put more applause.
Woo-hoo! More applause.
Yeah.
We'll dump that in later in post. But we're having a great time out here today in the thick of the madness on Main Street. And you have we have two more samples. What two else more. Are we trying today?
So next up is Tulane.
Okay. That is not TU.
Yeah. I don't believe you've probably ever seen this.
No.
Just hit our docks about a week ago.
Wow.
That's fresh.
It is an American light lager.
Okay.
Or golden lager, my apologies. It's the it's slightly complicated.
Okay.
So Constellation.
I can tell.
Yeah. Constellation that owns Corona.
Okay.
Came out with this beer in a collaboration with Luke Bryant, country singer.
Okay, I don't know that dude.
Yep. It's actually brewed by Blue Crown Brewing out of Virginia.
All right.
And just another light beer.
So they did a little collaboration with a smaller brewery, right? And,
correct.
And they pick it up, and now it's in Daytona Beach.
They said it took 2 years to kind of figure out what they were aiming for, and came up with this.
Okay.
So if you check out the cans, all the cans are also signed by Luke Bryan.
Really?
And then if you look at the front, it looks like a little guitar pick.
I like that.
It's pretty cute.
This is only 99 calories and 3 grams of carbs.
Yep.
TWO Lane. Okay.
Smells good.
Not to be confused with the Green Wave of Tulane in Louisiana.
Oh, they did this one right.
They have nothing
right.
to do with that. Yeah.
I sampled this out last week, actually, and got a very good reception about it. People seem to enjoy it.
I should think that, and there are millions of Luke Bryan fans out there. I would imagine they're going to be really happy to be purchasing anything with his name on it.
Yep.
You know, and they're going to be happy with the flavor in it too. That's good. I mean, he could have slapped his name on anything and sold it, but this is good.
They actually use water from the Blue Ridge Mountains as well, which I thought was
cool. Oh, nice.
Okay.
Ooh, that is cool.
I guess
cool.
The brewery's sitting right in that range over there.
Oh yeah, water is such a big factor when it comes to brew making.
You know, the West Virginia has the Blue Ridge Mountains. Should we all sing that song? Almost Heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Do you want me to keep going? Yeah, I could go on for a while, but I don't want to burp during it. I don't want to mess it up. but that's really good. Tulane. Yep. Okay.
So right. It might be a little while until you start seeing those out there kind of full out in the store, but just keep your eyes peeled.
That's or you point. Can go to srprot.com, Beer Finder.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. That's a very good plan.
Sipping, yeah. Dean and Chris.
That's right. Just don't try to take ours. Don't. If you get jealous of our beer and you can't find it anywhere, you can't have ours. We're enjoying these. All right, there's only one more can there, but it looks like an odd soldier in that lineup.
So this is where we go the little bit darker route.
Okay.
So PBR, everybody knows PBR, I would imagine. Been around for a long time.
Right.
This is PBR's hard coffee.
Really?
What?
Here we go.
They do a hard coffee.
They do.
Who is doing a hard coffee?
So they didn't get into the seltzer game. They got into the coffee game.
Ironically, they also did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they have hard seltzer as well.
Oh, my God.
We don't carry it quite yet.
It looks like Yoo-Hoo.
Yeah, it's
Oh, boy.
I mean, it's hard coffee.
Now, you know, I don't drink coffee, but I've had coffee-flavored beers that I actually enjoyed. So I'm anxious to try this.
So I wouldn't necessarily say this is coffee-flavored beer. I would say this is coffee with alcohol in it.
Oh. right.
There's no presence of beer whatsoever, but it is delicious.
Okay,
let's all try it.
There is a very cocoa-y scent to it, you know.
Wow, that's quite different. I like it though.
Oh my god,
it's an adult you.
It's making me talk like I work at Pabst.
It's okay. An adult Yoo-Hoo.
Here it does. This is, first of all, I'm shocked. Based on what you told me, I expected a different flavor. This is like if I were to spike my Cocoa Puffs.
Right.
Right? Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
And what's the specs on this?
You don't taste any alcohol.
One?
No.
There is some in here?
5%.
Oh, my kids are going to love this stuff. Woo! That's a game changer right there.
This is a game changer. I mean, you just pour this into a cup, get on with your morning. No one knows the difference. Hey.
That's one of the more remarkable products you've ever brought in here, because there is no aftertaste of alcohol at all.
Right. So I'm going to be honest. A lot of people kind of made fun of the product when it first came out, because Pabst, you don't associate with anything but Pabst.
Sure. They do one thing really well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But this is, I think it's awesome.
I think it's really good. Yeah, it's awesome. I'm already thinking of things to do with this, you know?
I'm just going to drink it. But, all right.
Well, that's a start. But, you know, then you get baking, you know, and you maybe want to make a drizzle out of it.
All right, fair enough.
Right, make a nice cupcake out of this.
Yeah.
Nice frosting.
Amelia and I were talking about doing some beverage reductions earlier. We don't want to get you bog you down with it. But.
And this also comes in a slim can, so you can feel good about yourself.
Right. I'm like, are they going to put this in the coffee aisle or the beer aisle?
Does it have the slim properties as well? Or, okay.
That's negative.
Right. That's all right. It's fine.
If you want to taste this goodness, go to srprot.com, beer finder, and find out just where to get it.
This is so
that's
good.
That's right.
It really is. You nailed it.
Yeah.
It is an adult Yoo-Hoo. It is the best bowl of Cocoa Puffs I've ever had. And hey, we're having it in the morning, so it's perfect. It's a perfect breakfast
wake me up.
Beverage. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, didn't the people who made Starbucks get in on this brewing process,
I'm on that subject.
If they did, they need to step aside because they're not going to top that. PBR, the original, and now the new.
Well, now I'm ready to cruise up and down Main Street.
You right? You want to get? Oh, yeah. You guys want to get out of here? We'll go.
Yes. Grab a couple more cans.
We'll grab a couple of these. I'm telling you, let's do this. Let's go find random strangers. Actually, let's get intern Steve. We'll stick a straw in this and make him down it and see what happens.
Don't tell him what it is.
Yeah.
We got your breakfast,
just
bro.
Put, like a few in a cup glass and just. Why are you feeling like so good?
All right. Well, you want to mention any places that any of these fine four products we can definitely track down? I know they're all
with
fresh
them all
and new.
Being so new.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little bit difficult for the next few weeks, but Publix, Total Wine, ABC, Winn-Dixie's.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Always. And by the way, Total Wine, those Total Wine displays, those SR Perot displays are beautiful. I just get there and just stare at them for a while.
Like, we spend a lot of time on them.
They're like, can I help you? And I'm like, no, I'm just taking it in. Just give me a minute.
Yeah, and you know what? Another good place to find great beer is going to be the Winn-Dixie over on 100 in Flagler. Palm Coast.
Yeah.
They got a Winn-Dixie with grand opening happening in April 4th. They're going to be carrying a lot of our great beers. And definitely go check out that store when it opens. It's going to be great.
Man, I do
a
lot.
A whole bunch of cool stuff going on with Yuengling this week too, as well.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
We should remember we are on the end of Bike
so
Week Plus, right? Ooh, it's not just a week. It's not just a 7-day run. So you got some Yuengling things we need to know about?
Oh yeah, we got some Yuengling things that we need to know about, and one of those things is we got the Yuengling Tattoo Contest happening at the world famous Iron Horse Saloon. It's going to be judged by your famous team over at Tropical Tattoo.
Willie and the gang. Okay.
Willie and the gang.
All right.
5:30 p.m. Friday, March 13th, and followed by Tim Duggar from Nashville. Nashville's Tim Duggar, great band. He's awesome. 6 o'clock on Friday at the Iron Horse. 6 o'clock on Saturday at the Iron Horse. It's going to be a great time. Be sure to get out there. Have a Yuengling. The whole place is covered in Yuengling. It's going to be great.
If you have a Yuengling tattoo, it would probably help, too.
Oh, absolutely. You get one of those absolutely would help.
Hog logo.
Yeah. Or the hog logo would be great. Or, you know, Rings and Guy's face would be cool, too, if you want to do that.
Oh, yeah.
I have to get a second one?
Yeah. I shaved, so.
Oh, okay.
Hey, this tattoo contest is one of the most entertaining things that I've ever seen at Bike Week. I will tell you what. All these different kinds of people get up on the stage. They get up there. They show off their favorite tattoo. You never know what you're going to see. It's always a crowd pleaser.
No one's shy.
So whether you got a tattoo, nobody's shy here at Bike Week. Absolutely not.
That's right.
Just get up there, you know, check it out, and you're going to have a good time, and then listen to some fabulous music afterwards.
What do we have in store for next Friday? Because I know we'll still be in the thick of Bike Week next Friday, but then also we're right on front. We're in front of a holiday, aren't we?
St. Patty's Day is right around the corner, and you know we're going to be having a good time on St. Patty's Day. We're going to be drinking some Guinness, and we're going to be sampling a lot of good Guinness stuff.
All right. Next time we see you, everybody, face painted green. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Guy, you in?
I'm in.
Wow. I didn't you say no. All right. All right. Well, until then, cheers.
Cheers.
That was my impression of Hulk.